Welcome to the Wedding Weeds Podcast. Your host is Tracy Morris, award-winning certified wedding planner at her company, You're the Bride. Tracy has over 2 decades of wedding industry experience. She is a mentor, blogger, and influencer, and she shares real stories, tips, and advice with couples who are tying the knot. Tracy's team helps busy, engaged couples maneuver big and small details so that they can enjoy their wedding experience instead of getting lost in the details, which is much like getting lost in the weeds. Enjoy this episode.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Wedding Weeds Podcast. I am your host, Tracy Morris, and I am so excited to be back finally. I know it has been a while. In fact, it has been since last April that we recorded the pilot episode. I'll tell you what, trying to get this in my schedule with everything else has been a little bit hard. So just wanted to be transparent. But you know what? I have a great new intern that's helping me. She's put together a wonderful content schedule. So I'm going to try to make a commitment to drop 2 podcast episodes a month now. So let's hope for the best. But you know, things come up. Real life happens. We've had a lot going on over here. So I'm going to do my best to bring you some good content, some tips, some interviews, things like that. But without further ado, let's get today's episode started. It is Wedding Mishaps and How You're the Bride has brought solutions to many clients over 25 years. I'm basically just going to bring to you real examples of things that have happened to many clients. I'm going back again, like I said, 25 years of things that have happened. This first thing that had happened, it may be something that you're sitting there wondering, oh my God, was this my wedding that Tracy's talking about? And it very well could be, but I'm not going to tell you. So we have a service that many of our listeners have purchased over the years. It first started off as day of coordination because all the couples want something that is going to basically dot all the I's, cross all the T's. You've planned the wedding from A to Z yourself with your fiance, with your mom, your dad, you know, bridesmaids, whatever. And you don't want to worry. You want to slip on your dress. You want to enjoy the party that you planned. You want to have a great time. You want to have pictures. You want to be in the moment, right? You don't want to worry that the cake is running late. You don't want to worry that the flowers are, you know, going to a different venue. And believe me, stuff like this happens. This is why you need to have somebody as a point of contact. Okay. For example, we meet with our client 60 days prior and we are going to sit down and we're going to see what you've gotten done in your 60 days. We're going to go over all the details. I'm going to ask you a ton of questions. You know, and at that meeting, you're going to know most of the answers by that time. There might be some that you're going to be like, oh gosh, I didn't even think of that yet, Tracy. So you're going to go home with a homework list. I'm going to have some homework to do as well, which is fine tuning that timeline. So after that 60-day meeting, we're going to talk a little bit more over planning portal to get things buttoned up. So you're prepared for that final day, game day, right? I remember thinking back to this one client's wedding who we're not going to say who she is, but she is married. She's probably been married about 10, 12 years now, has 2 beautiful children. I do see her on social media, talk to her, you know, every once in a while. But I do remember at this bride's wedding, the problem with her wedding is that I was doing my vendor confirmation calls, which we typically start on Mondays, was calling around. This venue was located on the west side of town. And I was confirming and they're like, oh, we've got them going to, you know, XYZ hotel. And I'm like, wait, what? No. Her wedding's over here. And if I hadn't called, she wouldn't have had linens at her wedding. Could you imagine how awful that would have been? Now, granted, maybe her mom would have called and double checked, or the bride would have double checked, or a sister. But at that point, that bride probably didn't even think of it, because when she went to the meeting, she paid her money, she gave the address of the location of where her wedding was going to be, she thought everything was all set and done. So she really wasn't probably thinking about having to call again. Good thing we were there to straighten that little snafu out. So that was one thing that happened. Then ironically, at the same venue, a couple years later, I had another client. It was another linen mishap. The linens came. However, it was a long time ago. So it was like the cake table and maybe like a place card table, but the linens were the wrong size. And I don't know how that happened. So we were trying to make it work because a lot of times, you know, if the linens are too big, I can work with it. We can fold them. We can tie them, figure something out. But when they're too small for like an 8-foot table, if they're too small, you really can't do a whole lot with it. If they're too big, I can be a MacGyver and figure it out. So I called the company. They were already closed. I was able to talk with the owner because I did know the owner. Luckily, he, I was able to get in touch with him because I had a sell. So that's another good reason to have a coordinator, because a lot of times we know their cell numbers, where you as a bride are not going to have their cell number. They're not going to give you their personal cell. Okay. So this is a good reason to have a planner coordinator, because we have contact information that they're not going to, you're not privy to that information. He got in his car, drove about 35 minutes to the venue, dropped off the linens. We were able to switch everything out. And that bride didn't know anything was wrong either when she walked in. So those are two linen examples that we were able to solve. She doesn't know anything about that to this day either. Another example that we worked out, this is another venue on the east side. The coat check attendant, not really sure what happened, but I think they got sick or something. And it was towards the end of the evening. And, you know, we wanted to give our guests a nice full experience, even though we were just coordinating. We weren't full service planners, but they were sick. A lot of guests were leaving. And so I did send one of my assistants into the coat check room. And we always try to go above and beyond for our clients. Okay. Even though that's not technically in our contract or anything, if we see something that needs to be done, we're going to do it. So we went ahead and we sat in there. And we were checking out the tickets for the coats and giving them their coats so they could, leave the reception. So we just handled that task to get it done. Another situation with another wedding. This one was a little bit of a doozy. So the bride had booked, not going to again say names because we don't want to do that, but it was a pretty popular hotel chain that included a complimentary shuttle service. If she had booked out, I want to say like the norm with the hotel block is what, 10 rooms at this particular chain. They said, okay, you book 10 rooms. We'll go ahead and we'll give you a shuttle to run from your hotel to the reception and back at the end of the night. Perfect. She was all excited. She had a contract because I review it, because part of the coordination, we call it wedding management, but a lot of the couples know it as day of coordination. Fine. We have them send the contracts over so we can review everything. They upload them to your planning portal and we look everything over. Everything looked fine. However, when we were making confirmation calls, checking everything, we were talking with the group sales manager, the person that handled that particular shuttle. And she broke the news to me. She's like, oh, that shuttle, we don't have a shuttle for your bride. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I have it right here in writing that you have a shuttle on, the day of the wedding. She's like, we only have one shuttle bus and that's booked out to another bride. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I have it right here on the contract. She's like, let me look at something and I'll call you back. So I'm like, oh boy. So she did. She called me back. They made a mistake. They took the rap for it. So what she did is she let the other bridal party have the bus, or a small van or whatever. And she, on their dime, they did book another transportation service for my bride. We had to work that one out. So that was a little cray cray, but we got it worked out. We had transportation for the bridal party and for the guests at the end of the night. So again, could you imagine if that phone call by my company wouldn't have been made? That could have been a mess at the end of the night when the bride thought that she had transportation running back and forth when the other bridal party actually had her bus. So we fixed that problem as well. We also, this one was minor, but again, it's minor at the time, but we didn't know it was a lighting issue. Okay. We thought that at this particular venue, this was a full service wedding that I had planned. We thought that the lighting person on site, because we booked the package through the venue, there was a light situation with like up lighting. We thought he was just like on a break and he was going to come back. We had about 30 minutes before the reception started and guest arrival. So we're like, okay, we kept checking with the venue. They're like, okay, yeah, he'll be back in a little bit to fix the problem. Cause like some lights were out and they weren't working. And we're like, that's weird. And it's getting closer and closer. And I kept checking, and then we couldn't find the rep anymore. So we're like, we got to just figure this out on our own, because I cannot have, 200 guests walk into a room when the up lighting is not working. So at the time, and if she's listening, one of my former interns, hopefully she'll remember this wedding, she actually went and figured it out. So again, another little MacGyver move that we did. And I don't remember specifically what was wrong with the light, but I don't know if she just, jiggled the handle, did something. So I'm sure anybody could have fixed it, right? But it was really something the venue should have been doing, but they were MIA. So again, we're an advocate for you couples, and we make sure everything is perfect before your guests walk in the room. You know, a lot of times, like again, the venue, they were, I don't know where they were at in this situation, and they were supposed to find that lighting person to bring them down to the room to get that problem solved for us. But again, we were running out of time, so we just took matters into our own hand and we made it happen, because I'm not about to have 200 guests walk into a room that's half lit, right? So we're always looking out for you and your best interest, because we want you to have a great day, and our name's on the event too, as well as the venue. You know, we don't want the venue to look bad, but the main priority is our clients. So we want it to be a great experience for everybody. And we want the pictures to look good and you to look back on it and be like, wow, this was a great day. So we took care of that. So kudos to my fabulous intern at the time. Hopefully she's listening and she remembers this wedding. But anyhow, those are just some of the things that, over 25 years, I'm sure there are tons more, but those are just a few of the ones that have stood out in my head to me over the years. But if you would like to have the same results as these clients have had that they don't even realize, there's so many other things that have gone into the day of, from the timeline management to coordinating the first dances, making sure, your favors are out and place cards and just managing the people and movement and everything. There's so much more. But mishaps do happen. And the idea is for our couples not to know about it, so it's a smooth day. But now that I have a podcast, I can share those things. And this, I think, will add value, because that's what I'm saying. It's the beauty. The clients generally don't know about those things. We don't want you to know, because this is your special day that you've been planning. You don't want to deal with all this. So you need a point person. And it's really in your best interest not to, hire your friend or have a aunt handle this, because you want them to enjoy the day as well and be a guest at your wedding. We'd really love it if you would, if you're on the fence thinking about hiring a coordinator, we do offer a complimentary consultation to talk about your day. We would really encourage that. Don't come untied before tying the knot. Give us a call at 248-408-4602. You can fill out the contact form on our website, which is www.yourthebride.com. We will definitely be in touch. If you have any suggestions for future topics, you can go ahead and email us at Tracy, that's T-R-A-C-I-E, at yourthebride.com. And You're the Bride is YOURETHEBRIDE. .com. There will be a set of show notes with some key takeaways from this week's episode. But thank you again for tuning in. And until next time, I really appreciate you listening. Don't come and tie before tying the knot. This is Tracy Morris signing off with the Wedding Weeds Podcast. Thank you and have a great night.